And as we mentioned a moment ago, there will be a chance to see live flamenco music and dance tomorrow night. Pilar Andujar is a dancer and singer originally from Spain in town for a special performance taking place tomorrow night at 7 at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale. Yesterday, Andujar stopped by the Furman Garner Performance Studio to talk with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis in advance of her performance tomorrow night. Their conversation began with a discussion about how Pilar started getting involved with music at the age of 7.
My best friend in that period of time went to a private school in my town. The name is Almoradí, and the province is Alicante. And then, she went. I tried with her, and then I couldn't stop. But before to enter in this private school, I was dancing and singing my entire life in my household. All my family knows me as a very active girl who was always in one room singing and dancing. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember if there was anything that really kind of got you started with music?
I had my Michael Jackson. I was dying with him. Madonna, Whitney Houston. I have a few singers that were I was admiring them so much. But also flamenco music, and I mean, I was doing all kind of musics.
So you listened to a lot of pop music.
Yeah.
You liked what you heard. It enticed you into start singing.
Yeah, more dancing than singing. So, I mean, I was singing and dancing both, but I decided to be more like a professional flamenco dancer. Mm-hmm. That's why I moved when I was 17 years old to Madrid to become a professional flamenco dancer. And then when I was there, some people started to give me some roles as a singer. So I did both. But not at the very beginning of my career. I did more in the middle.
Right. See? So how does one become a professional flamenco dancer? Like, what's the process there?
In my case, it was very easy, I have to tell you, because as soon as I moved to Madrid, I was only there 3 months, and then another coincidence, although that I don't believe in coincidence. I'm saying coincidence, but I think that is always for something. I was living with many women in one apartment in Madrid, and one of them was working for a very famous and well-known flamenco company. So she asked me for try an audition. And I tried and they took me. So I started to work immediately to arrive to Madrid. So I was very, very lucky and grateful. And then it's all the time was as an artist career, no? That you go up, you go down, and then you work with a company, then you have a very nice role, and then you go to companies with more people, by yourself, you create your company. So I did all different kind of works to survive. Not only as a flamenco dancer, I acted as an actress, choreographers. I did everything that I could in order to make my living in Madrid. So, yeah.
Well, aside from just flamenco, you've also performed in operas and operettas, right?
Yeah, that's why I did everything. I did everything.
How does performing, like, within the context of an opera or operetta, how does that change how you think about the art form, like, compared to flamenco?
Always you learn a lot of different kind of artists. I mean, it wasn't my best thing as a dancer, but you could make a very good money in this kind of jobs. So I was learning for these amazing singers that I work with, and this was the point, more than the dancing thing.
Now, you mentioned that you've also done choreography work. How is it different to be creating dance as opposed to just strictly being a performer of it?
Well, for choreographing, you don't have to be on shape. You can eat a lot of burgers if you want. So, I mean, you can do your research in something that you have to create, and also your life can give you ideas of what you have to do. But as a performer, you have to be on shape, you have to practice in all senses. You have to work with your voice, with your body. And of course, still your life is helping you also to be better performer, because it's not the same when you are 20 that when you are 30, like you have more, you are more relaxed on stage, or you know how to have more fun, I think.
Right. So you're also a singer. How does that complement the dancing? How does the dancing complement the singing?
Well, it's difficult to sing and dance at the same time.
Right.
So I'm just dancing at the end of the show. So, I mean, I'm moving during the concert, but I'm just, there's a big piece of dancing is at the end of the show. I don't manage my body as Beyoncé yet. Let's see if in a few years I can do something but in a flamenco way.
I would imagine getting enough oxygen to sing and dance would be a little bit troublesome.
Yeah, I mean, I admire her a lot because I don't know how she can do. I can't, but I would love to do more dancing at the same time that I'm dancing in the future. Singing.
In your mind, though, does one complement the other when you're thinking about either singing or dancing? Like the way, like your expertise in them, does it like influence the way you think about them?
I mean, I cannot separate now. I cannot separate them. I like both. I think that for me is more natural dancing because I did more in my life and I did since I was very little. So it's more natural, but I really like to sing too. So, I mean, I cannot deny this part.
So you've got a performance coming up here in Northwest Arkansas later this week. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, we are four on stage, a percussion, bass, a guitar player and me. We will be playing the music of my last album called Andro. It's a gypsy word that means path. And I dressed with a lot of light because I wanted to say more or less I'm on my path to the light. So I will be singing these songs that are more world music. It's not pure flamenco. I'm playing castanets, also an instrument from Egypt that is chinchillas, the name. And then at the end, I will be dancing a piece that is more pure flamenco, although I always like to have a modern theme on that piece. It's not only traditional. I always like to improvise. I don't like to close this piece. I always do different things because I like to let myself go with the flow.
Now, you're playing with a special group of musicians at this show, right?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about how that group came together.
Well, two of the musicians are from Austin, and they are members of Atas Band. And they are working with me for many years. And the guitar player is from here, from Arkansas, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Jake is from here, so it's the first time that we are going to play together.
Right.
But I think that we will do very good.
So it's not like you have a completely new group of musicians that you're playing with that you've never played with before. You've got some familiarity there.
Yes, and they know me on stage, and they know how to also deal, because sometimes I'm not so square. Even that we rehearse and we like to prepare everything very good, but then I let myself, as I was saying, to improvise a little bit in the pieces so they know that everything can happen on stage. Because I, in the middle of the concert, if I suddenly I feel the need that I have to dance, then I started to dance or I started to do crazy things. Yeah, and they follow me very well.
So the guitarist who's playing with you, Jake Herzog, have you gotten a chance to practice with him any yet?
We are going to do today, but of course he has everything. He has the music, the charts, and he was studying by himself, and he's very professional. So today we will close all the songs in the rehearsal, yeah.
Is that pretty normal for you to use, new musicians, get acquainted with them maybe a day or two before the performance?
Yeah, and we do this a lot in flamenco. In flamenco, you sometimes you even don't rehearse and you don't see the person until that you are on stage. So, and you don't say anything of what you are going to do or what you are going to dance. So it's a real improvisation. This is the way of flamenco dancing and singing. There's the traditional flamenco, you don't rehearse. You go there and you follow some kind of rules of rhythm, and but it's all natural and we are following the energy and then we do the music in the moment. Of course, if you want something more specific for a theater and you want that everything is stronger, because of course if we all prepare one stop, it's going to be more spectacular, right? So then of course you have to rehearse. But in the typical places for flamenco that we call in Spanish tablaos, we don't rehearse at all.
Wow. That's hard to believe, because I mean it seems like such a technical style of music.
No, just, I mean, of course, in order to do that, you need many years working in flamenco, no? But imagine that you say, okay, I'm going to work in 12 beats, and this style has more or less this structure, and we all know that, but then you go to stage, and then you start, and if you are know how to rule the rhythm, the speed, the melody, what you want, you just can look at the guitar player and look at him saying, okay, now it's your turn, play for me. And if you want the singer is doing some lyric for you, then you do kind of a specific fit and you look at him like, okay, I'm doing this because it's your turn. So it's this kind of rules that we are following each other in order to do these songs, yeah.
So in flamenco, how much of an instrument does the dance become? Like, how much of a part of the music is the dancing?
Well, a lot, because, I mean, we are doing the footwork, we are doing clapping, we are doing percussion in your body. So it's a lot. It's a lot. It's another instrument. Actually, clapping in flamenco is considered as another instrument. You can be a professional clapping person.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, you have many talents. You're a dancer, you've been a choreographer, you're a singer, but what do you consider you?
Well, you know, I cannot choose any of them. I think that I'm all of them. I'm not an expert of anything. I think I like to try everything. And sometimes I like to write a song. Sometimes I like to choreograph something weird, to make a performance in the street. I don't like labels. I like to be open. I think that I can do all of them. Not as an expert, but in my modest way, I like to do whatever I feel, with no choosing any of them.
Thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
Okay, thank you very much.
That was Pilar Andujar speaking yesterday with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis. She'll perform tomorrow night at 7 at the Arts Center of the Ozarks in downtown Springdale. The performance, presented by the House of Songs, will also feature local guitarist Jake Herzog. Tickets, $5. You can find more information at acozarks.org or on the House of Songs Facebook page.